So, if you could introduce yourself, that would be mighty kind.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Ira. That's my artist name. My real name is Annalena. I'm an artist and playing a spot festival tonight. Live in London, but from Norway. Yeah.
It's true. It's kind of a sneaky thing. It's like there's always the Norway behind the name, and then when you read about it, it's living in London.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit sneaky. Yeah. Best of both worlds.
Okay. Yeah. Do you, I mean, London is very, getting right into it, London is very expensive, as far as I hear. Mm-hmm. Is there your music enough for that, or how do you get around London being so expensive?
I think current situation as today's artists, especially as an indie artist, so as more alternative artists, you need to do different things. I think it's just the way the music scene is. I'm not aiming to be Beyonce, do you know what I mean? There's not, you know, who knows, maybe one like a day, no. But I'm a bit of a session singer, sing on film scores and stuff like that, and then I do some vocal coaching, I help my mate out at a food stall, I do like loads of different jobs, because I didn't want to have one job, because I find it really draining. So to keep my energy up and to make sure I meet a lot of different people and get inspired, I wanted to do loads of different jobs rather than one job.
It's really neat. I'm always impressed with people who like take time off work for music stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm kind of jealous of their, because they have seem to have such nice bosses that let them go like half of the year. Yeah, you just go. When you get back, you can work it out.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
Yeah, I've been lucky in that way. Like all my bosses I've had in the past and jobs I've had, they've all been really supportive. It's been really nice. They've been like, yeah, you can go on tour in a month and we'll give you a job back. And I went, yeah, great. Maybe I'm just really good at my jobs. Maybe they just really want me back.
It's a possibility. Yeah, it's a possibility. Well, and that, I guess that goes into the... let's take a different approach. Are you a trained musician then?
Yeah, I went to school. I went to university up north in England. And I've been studying vocals since I was, I don't know, 12. Like, wow. I've been singing for a long, long time. Been through the old classical singing and been through all of that. Which I think has all shaped me to become, the way I sing now, it's all shaped me towards my style, I guess. Yeah. Huh.
Was there a point that got you away from the classical thing? Were you like, that's cool, but I want to do something different?
To be honest, I never really liked the classical thing. I used to play piano and I love playing classical piano. That's amazing. But singing it is not really my thing. And I always got really like, my teacher said I did it incorrectly all the time because I glide on top of the notes. Like I have a lot of gliding and I like to add some texture by some breathiness and stuff. Whilst classical is just like straight up, follow the notes, don't go around it. You know, it's a lot of rules and I didn't really like that. But it's a lot of technique that I'm happy that I've learned. Yeah.
Always is helpful. I just talked a bit ago with a band, they're called Möhl, and they have this guy screaming the whole time and he told me that he's actually doing it from the gut and not from the throat, which I found really interesting. Never thought about that.
It's
really cool. Yeah, I mean, there's always when the voice is your working thing, you gotta take care of it, I guess.
Of course. And I love, like, I've become such a vocal nerd. It's really funny. Like, I keep on telling my bandmates all these techniques I can do to improve it and exercises. And yeah, I think they're a bit sick of me now about those things. I love it. I think it's really cool. And, you know, even metal singers need to, you know, take care of their voice. Every genre needs to do it, you know.
Yeah. Or, I mean, that's another thing, like, if you have the clear voice, you gotta take it, but if you have, like, the raspy voice, the question is, if you do it more, does it get more raspy and more in the direction that your music is already in, or, like...
Oh, do you mean if it changes the tone of your voice?
Well, I mean, there's guys or people who have, like, a certain rasp in the voice, and then do you keep that, or do you let it get worse to have more of an effect on it?
Oh, I see.
So...
Yeah. Well, I think it's important as a musician, an artist, a singer, to keep your style. So if you have a raspy voice, then it won't harm it or won't change the style at all if you just learn how to sing healthy. Like, you can have like a cool voice, but still sing healthy. You know?
So much you don't know. Or me, I don't know. So you just released an EP in March, correctly?
Yeah.
Can you tell me all about that?
Well, I released it on House Arrest Records, which is a label in London. And it's just four songs that I recorded in Cambridge with this guy called Nick Rayner. In his really simple home recording studio, which I love. I get really intimidated when the studios are like large and a bit like, I don't know, have like thousands of synths and stuff. I get a bit, ooh, I don't like it. So that was perfect for me. And he was really creatively involved, and he's a big part of Eora as well. It just sort of helped me to find my sound and what I wanted to do, and the feedback has been really good. Plays has been gone up on Spotify, which is great. So yeah, positive outlet. Yeah,
I read in an interview that you said the lyrics were very personal.
Yeah.
Are they more of a stream of conscious thing or a very detailed planned kind of thing?
All my lyrics are very personal. I think it's important for you to really connect with the listener, to just be straight up and be honest about things. And that was really important for me before I started releasing my stuff, that I wanted it to be genuine. And it's majority of it is my feelings, what's happening with me. But some of the stuff is my family or friends or other things. And I'd like to write some more abstract stories as well, like stories by characters or stuff like that. Yeah.
Do you plan, like, how much rewriting or detailed work do you do? Like, do you have it, do you write it and it's done, or do you ponder and work on it for ages?
It really depends. It can be a song I can finish in 15 minutes, or it can be a song that I think, oh, I like this part but I'm not happy about the chorus, and then I go back in and I rework it. But I get really impatient. So I can do, I think on my hard drive I must have had like 40 ideas lying around that I like, I think is cool, but I haven't been able to finish it. I take a bit longer with lyrics. I like to step away before I finish the lyrics and write it down on a piece of paper instead of the laptop, and sort of cross out words and rewrite words, and just to make sure I get the great lyrics in the end. Yeah.
Do you have a vault of unfinished songs?
Yes. Or? definitely too many of those.
How did you pick the ones for the record then, for the EP?
I think it's important to just keep on writing, you know, like I always, like when I'm working towards my album, I think I want to do like a 10-track album, but I want to write at least like 20-25 and then choose the very best. I think it's just really important. Like, send it to some people I respect, you know, artists that I respect or friends that I respect. Get feedback, listen to people, listen to my gut, my heart, you know.
That's interesting. So there's not an overarching thing, but more of a, I like this one and I like this one too, although they're maybe completely different? Or is there a direction that you are trying to go into?
Well, if you listen to my EP, all the four songs are quite different. You get like Whitewater is quite rocky, and then you get Drive, that's a bit more, Drive Fear, which is a bit more electronic inspired. You have Undressed, which is almost like a folk element to it. And then Marry Me, which is more like, you know, Grizzly Bear, reverb guitar. So it's just because I have so many different influences. And I think what ties it all together, well, hopefully, is the sound picture. So like the type of guitar sounds, the type of vocal sounds, the type of synths. So I think that will be more the genre, you may say, or whatever it's called these days, to tie it all together. Yeah.
Do you have a very concrete picture in mind, or do you play together with your band and stuff and just have the music basically to the lyrics develop? In
what
that
do you mean
sense?
If I write it all before, or
yeah.
If I...
No, like, do you go in and say, I have this lyrics and I want this to sound this way?
All right.
Or does that just come from, I don't know?
I usually write it all at home. I record demos at home. I add whatever I can with my minimal equipment. I have this shitty Casio that I use for everything and this Omnicord that I use for everything. And then I take all that in, maybe first into studio or first into with the band, depends. And then I show it to them, but then I say, but I want this type of sound, or I want this type of sound instead of the shitty stuff I have. Do you know what I mean? And then we sort of develop it. Either with Nick, my producer, or with my band.
So it's not a well, that sounds bad. It's not a band, but more of a.
It's not a band, but it's definitely they're very creatively involved in terms of sounds, you know, textures, little elements. I'll come in with the chords and some parts, you know, and the core of the everything. But then, especially Alistair, my guitarist, he's brilliant with noises and cool little surprises. So he's like the go-to guy, and I go like, okay, I want this type of sound, and he just gets it straight away. So I'm just really lucky to have those guys in my band. Yeah, yeah.
How did you find them? Did you just put a thing up on MySpace?
Does MySpace exist anymore?
It does. It is still a website where you can look at things. I don't know anyone using it still.
Okay. It was like friends through friends via friends, really. I worked with Alistair when I used to have a full-time job at a coffee shop. So he came in there and we started talking about music and realized we have the exact same taste. So I asked him if he wanted to play with me and he said yes, luckily. And the other guys was friends, yeah, friends through friends, really.
Cool. All right. I don't have anything else on my list,
no.
And I can't think of anything else right now. So,
cool.
Did I miss anything?
No, I think you did a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.